Amazon fall favorites are here to make you say, woo! With low prices on home, woo! Beauty, woo! And fashion brands like Amazon Essentials. Woo! So hold on to your pumpkin spice whatevers and save on fall favorites at Amazon.
Get ready to tackle the NFL action with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. The FanDuel Sportsbook app gives you everything you need to place live bets on the NFL, all in one place. So when you get a hunch in the middle of the game, you can check out the latest stats, view live play-by-play, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to join today. You'll get started with $150 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. That's FanDuel.com/sportsfan. Never waste a hunch and make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, folks. What would typically be a mundane, nondescript procurement activity has turned into anything but that in Jefferson Parish. And here to discuss it with it is the parish president, Cynthia Lee Shang. Cynthia, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Noel.
So usually we don't hear much about any of this. I mean, it kind of goes through the processes that y'all have had set up. And I know that there's stuff that I've done with the parish when I was sheriff, and I'm very familiar with these processes set up. Where did this one go amok?
Good question. I'm not really sure. I'm scratching my head over this one, but I'll tell you for your listening audience, this is in relation to a advertising bus contract. So when you see buses out on the streets, you see that we have advertising on them. It's a way for the parish to make some revenues. And the parish doesn't go out and solicit, you know, the insurance providers or the doctors or whatever for these ads. We hire a company to do that for us. And the company that we select is able to go out and generate these, you know, revenue ads, and they put it on the bus for us. They have the expertise, and they know this market. And then for the ability to do that, they pay the parish a fixed fee per month. And so that's the contract that we're talking about now. It's the bus advertising contract. And, you know, I'm grateful because I don't know, for whatever reason, Councilwoman Van Ranken has made a lot of accusations against, you know, her current colleagues and myself and my team, claiming corruption, claiming, you know, we're trying to, you know, the company that was selected is a Florida company, and basically allegations generally saying that we're trying to derail the deal and not negotiate in good faith with this company and not try to honor the council selection of this Florida company over a local firm, and that the deal is rotten. And it's honestly been, Noel, I mean, no other way to say it, this sub-campaign of, you know, Facebook posts and media and letters to the AG and newspaper articles and reporting us to the U.S. Department of Transportation and sending out emails to Republican women. It's been like another political campaign within this contract for some reason, which has never been done before. And I'm just glad that for, you know, almost 2 hours yesterday, the council and the remainder of the council and the media and everybody is able to hear directly from all the parties involved that we did try to negotiate this in good faith. They heard from our parish attorney. They heard from the attorney trying to negotiate the contract. They heard from our transit director, who's defending the words in the RFP. And they even heard from both parties who put in, you know, the owners of both competing companies. So I'm just so grateful that for almost 2 hours yesterday, the entire remainder of the council members were able to see that our team acted in good faith trying to negotiate this contract, and it wasn't able to be done. So I'm just really grateful, and I think my team and my staff members and our attorneys are grateful that they can set the record straight. It did take almost 2 hours yesterday, but, you know, that's where we are. And, you know,
part of the issue that I have with this whole thing is that the allegations made by Councilwoman Van Ranken almost imply that there was some conspiracy, because originally the recommendation that she made of this Florida company, which was the high bidder, not low bidder, which is kind of contrary to the way that this typically works, right? Because typically when you're procuring services, it doesn't bring money to the parish.
Exactly.
So the kind of mindset is that everything is about low bid, but here you're looking for the high bid.
Exactly.
So she recommended approval of the high bid, and the council approved it unanimously.
Yes. Yes. So this notion that there's some undercurrent, you're right. They approved it. Yes. Yes.
So now it's almost as if this was a conspiracy, right? Because all along there was this poison pill that was interjected at some point or another. And usually y'all have an evaluation committee. So what happened? Did something happen there? Because I read a letter that she wrote to the River Region Republican Women that said that this poison pill was meant to kill any real contract negotiation. But is that how that happened?
No, actually, we found out the poison pill that she accused us of inserting in the contract was that the vendor that the council selected, it's a Florida company named Fuel Media, wanted to wrap all of our buses. And that's, we never wanted all of our buses to be wrapped. Now, when you say a full wrap on all buses, it's the buses where the whole bus is one ad, like covering the windows and everything. No, right. No fleet wants to do that. It's not really, you know, the, like we explained yesterday, the riders don't like it. So, you know, the councilwoman said we put in a poison pill because we wouldn't allow the fleet to wrap all the buses. Well, the strange thing is the woman, you know, who owned the company yesterday said, I don't even want to wrap all the buses. So the councilwoman is advocating for a position that the woman in Florida was never advocating for, and reports us to the attorney general that we inserted a poison pill. And yesterday we realized this company doesn't even want to do that. So it's just so, I know it's so technical. It's so, but it just shows how bizarre. I mean, I don't want to say it's bizarre. These things that are happening, that we're fighting this other campaign with one of our own. And honestly, Noel, the hardest thing, and look, I'm uncomfortable right now. I like to get along with my council members. Here I am. It looks like I'm going head to head with her. I hate this. But I'm going to defend myself, I'm going to defend my team, and more importantly, I'm going to defend the processes that we have in Jefferson Parish. Do we make mistakes? Yes. We actually made a mistake on this one that she keeps saying. It was an honest mistake. There's probably 100 steps that we started in January, 100 steps that we have to get into. And like you said, this was one of those reverse ones where instead of not wanting to pay a lot of money and the scoring goes highest to the low bidder, this is the opposite. We want the most money. And so they flipped the scoring wrong, because this is a kind of a different one, but it didn't even matter. The local company actually got scored higher. Once the mistake was revealed through Councilwoman Van Ranken, you know, bringing up the error, and that was an innocent error. And actually, that error was made by our administrative staff and also a member of the council side. So she's pointing to that as, aha, look, you see, they scored it wrong, and it was an innocent mistake. And even when we fixed that mistake, it didn't matter. The local firm still got scored the highest, and the Florida firm got scored technically the lowest, but they offered the highest amount of money to us. And the council unanimously selected the Florida firm based on Councilwoman's recommendation, but we weren't able to negotiate the contract. The $20,000 a month that they initially promised and that it was voted on, they were not willing to sign that contract for that amount. And that's all that it is. And so now we're saying, you know, let's go to the next firm. So, yes.
Well, they had two choices, go to the next firm or rebid it, which are the only two options you have under the law, quite frankly, right?
Or go, yes, exactly. And
so
what
I find a little disingenuous is nobody ever really initially revealed that the council's representative on the evaluation process made the same mistake as the administration's representative.
Yes. Yes.
So,
and not
so
to get
again,
too personal, but
if
it's
there's,
her
if there's a, so. And it's the council person's stepson who's actually was on, and who I know to be a very fine gentleman, a fine
Absolutely.
Lawyer, worked with him, countless number of times and always appreciated
incredible
the work that,
experienced the, attorney for us.
Yes,
and,
the
and
work
I've
that he did.
Since
so,
I started. Yes.
I just wanted to make that. But it, so it's just become, for me, it's emblematic of an honest mistake. But that never comes out in, you know, the emails that are being sent out and this and that and everything else, which, again, I find that to be a little disingenuous. I mean, you know, these are things that need to be resolved amongst your peers and looked at in an objective way. If everybody made the mistake, how is it that it's like this conspiracy to not be transparent? And then in one of the things that we send out, which really, I'm a little different than you. I probably would have really gone off the rails, but since Republican Attorney General Liz Murrell and I share a deep passion for good government, I alerted her office and asked for a review of this matter. What? Come on. I mean,
and she, in the same letter, she takes that mistake and puts it in quotes like, oh, the scoring committee mistakenly incorrectly scored, like in quotes. So she reported us for that mistake, like as if this is evidence of, you know,
that was actually corrected. That was actually corrected.
Corrected, and it didn't matter. And look, I'm the first one to say we make mistakes. I'm not trying to avoid, like, we made a mistake. I didn't direct the mistake. Nobody, it was an innocent mistake. We're humans. And so, I mean, but it didn't matter. And even if we caught it, we would have tried to fix it in the process. I mean, we understand we make mistakes. And to show, I really appreciated Colin Sisco, who's our attorney, who jumped up there with my transit director. I asked them not to come up unless we got in trouble, and it got so technical we couldn't handle it. But they jumped up to the podium. And I think they just wanted to defend their work. And Colin was explaining, like, how much he's an attorney, it's his job, trying to negotiate this contract in good faith, trying to even bend beyond what the contract allowed, try to offer a lower amount. Okay, you can't pay us $20,000 a month. What will you be willing to pay us, knowing that the advertising is limited? What would you be willing to pay us? Also, an on-ramping period that was not in the contract. Okay, we'll let you take 3 months of not paying us while you have time to on-ramp, which actually the opponent, the local firm, probably might have had a problem with and maybe could have even sued us on. I don't know. But it was an attempt to negotiate this contract, to sign, to take a unanimous vote by the council and say this is the vendor that the council wants, this Florida firm, and an honest negotiation to try to sign the contract and get a contract ratified for council vote. And so we just really appreciate, and I think they appreciated to be able to get up there and defend their work product. But I hate, Noel, that it's out there that our system's flawed, that the deal smells rotten, that we can kiss good companies goodbye, that we've inserted a poison pill, we're scaring away good companies in the service. I mean, these broad things is doing so much damage from one of our own.
So let me ask this question. Let me ask this question.
So much damage about our processes.
Let me ask this question because I'm just kind of curious. There's an allegation that we, and in this letter to the Republican women, it says, plus an email to Fuel says ads will be on the 12 oldest buses in the fleet. So I was kind of thinking about that last evening. Well, most people put a vinyl wrap, one for the advertising, and a lot of folks utilize it because the paint job on that vehicle or this or that or a boat or otherwise is impaired, and it's really, in the end, cheaper to refresh a bus by putting a vinyl wrap on it. Mm-hmm. And as I was thinking about it, I try to put myself in you know, your transportation director's position, and I would say, well, if I'm going to vinyl wrap anything, why would I want to vinyl wrap a new bus? I'll vinyl wrap an older bus because it'll refresh it and make it look better.
Exactly. And I've never talked to my transit director. No, but
am I incorrect in that?
We're so proud of our new buses. Our new buses look incredible. There's not that many. We're going to get more. They are the colors of our logo. They are, when you see that bus drive down the street, you're like, that's a gorgeous bus. Who says that about a bus? That is a gorgeous bus. So, of course, when you think you're going to go wrap the whole thing in advertising, yeah, I've never talked to my transit director about it, but, yeah, it makes sense to me that you take the old, ugly ones wrap in entire advertising.
Yeah, it's that's kind of not the way I, you know, think about things. I mean, now, there could be an argument as to the reach, you know, and what you could get as advertising, you know, depending on the routes. And I don't know if there's a difference there. I mean, that's a consideration as well. But I mean, no, if I'm going to wrap something, it's going to be the 12 oldest buses in my mind.
And either company that won, they're going to wrap the old buses. If the other company got it, they're going to – I mean, it was the same for both companies. That's not a poison pill in there. That's what we want. Whoever wins the contract would have the same requirements. So it's not like we're trying to – loaded against this Florida company by saying you get the old buses, and it was kind of hinting at that a little bit. And it's like, that's an operational choice we make. By the way, if three other council members voted with this and they tell us they want to get involved that much in operation, vote no, I want you to wrap the newer buses, we would have to do that. So, I mean, there's legislative fix to that if she really had a problem with the old buses.
So let's come full circle. What did the council ultimately decide? Because this is their decision, not yours. You present this.
This is their decision. We try to just try to make what their will is happen. I don't have a vote on this. And so after listening to our parish attorney say, we're really at an impasse with this Florida company that you selected back in July, and after hearing direct testimony from very, very nice lady, her name's Cheryl, from the Florida, you know, council member said, what's the new number? If you can't pay us $20,000, give us a new number. She wasn't willing to do it. She wasn't willing to sign the contract. They realized through that we were at an impasse. And even though we said we gave them the option, we asked them to support either going out for a bid again or selecting the next vendor, the other vendor, the local company, came up and said, actually, follow your rules because, and it's the local company's Vector, follow your rules because according to your contract, it says if you're at an impasse with the first one you select, you are to negotiate with the next one. We only had two, so it was the only other one. And she came up and advocated and said, follow the contract. Of course, we have attorneys, you know, on the council, and many of them argued, no, we have to follow the contract. And they chose the next vendor, which is the local firm, Vector, which actually was the highest scoring firm, didn't offer as much revenue, but the highest scoring firm. So that's where we are now. The council voted 6-1 yesterday with the councilwoman, you know, being the dissenting vote and the other six voting to select the local firm, Vector.
Amazon fall favorites are here to make you say, woo! With low prices on home, woo! Beauty, woo! And fashion brands like Amazon Essentials. Woo! So hold on to your pumpkin spice whatevers and save on fall favorites at Amazon.
Get ready to tackle the NFL action with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. The FanDuel Sportsbook app gives you everything you need to place live bets on the NFL, all in one place. So when you get a hunch in the middle of the game, you can check out the latest stats, view live play-by-play, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to join today. You'll get started with $150 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. That's FanDuel.com/sportsfan. Never waste a hunch and make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah. So I just want to, you know, in complete transparency, I did receive a text from Councilwoman Jennifer Van Ranken requesting that she come on the show. We will try to get her on the show tomorrow. She was actually on Tommy Tucker this morning. I think they did run out of time and weren't able to really fully vet the topic. So we will reach out to Councilwoman Van Ranken and give her the opportunity to come on tomorrow. Final thoughts, Cynthia?
Look, final thoughts is this is not done by me. When contracts get negotiated, it's done by our parish attorney. It's done by our staff attorneys. all I'm going to say is they're not going to risk their law license to do something illegal. The council members have attorneys on that side. This is the process that happens. It might not go the way somebody wants, but to cast doubt on our entire government and the whole process and to say we're going to chase away good companies, you know, that's not fair. I don't like being painted against her, but I'm going to defend myself and I'm going to defend my team. I'm in the paper as being a corrupt politician because of the Facebook post she did, and I hate this. I hate that it came to this, but I am going to defend myself and our team's work. And the facts are all out there. There's a long video. There's newspaper articles covering it. We think it's been very fair newspaper coverage. So, again, it's terrible that it got to this, but Jefferson Parish is a good place to do business. Our processes work, and please do not let anybody think anything different. We work very hard at it. And if there is corruption or there's somebody corrupt, I will be the first person to do whatever I can from a law enforcement standard, inspector general standard, to call that out and to get that bad apple out of our system. So,
absolutely. We really appreciate you coming on the show and explaining this, and we will reach out to Councilwoman Jennifer Van Ranken to give her the same opportunity. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Okay.
All right. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Amazon fall favorites are here to make you say, woo! With low prices on home, woo! Beauty, woo! And fashion brands like Amazon Essentials. Woo! So hold on to your pumpkin spice whatevers and save on fall favorites at Amazon.
Get ready to tackle the NFL action with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. The FanDuel Sportsbook app gives you everything you need to place live bets on the NFL, all in one place. So when you get a hunch in the middle of the game, you can check out the latest stats, view live play-by-play, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to join today. You'll get started with $150 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. That's FanDuel.com/sportsfan. Never waste a hunch and make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.